Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to On Point Live. Playoff, the fever has gotten us going crazy here in the studio. I'm Michael Horn, but the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Hall of Famer Jackie Slater. He tried out to be a running back, but he is just one of the outstanding defensive men in the game. Hey, you, of course, a big-time quarterback, right?
No, I didn't play much quarterback.
You did play a little bit of quarterback.
I played behind great players like
that. But, of course, he played quarterback. He played
both of these gentlemen for the Los Angeles Rams.
Super Bowl 14.
Vince was a little bit going on there.
That was the only face you ever saw.
Yeah, really good stuff, I have to tell you. And I have to mention that it is kind of crazy now. You guys have been mapping down the people. I think Vince, you're a little bit ahead in your picks, right? Jackie and I have 18 wins. You got 20
just
here.
Just ask the quarterback. I got to tell you guys who's going to win.
All right, so I got to tell you, this is the show is On Point Live. You can check us out at our website, onpointlive.net, on Instagram, on.point.live, and follow us on YouTube. We got a great show for you every week. We got our podcast as well. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And we also are brought to you by our good friends at Harmony Cheese. Check them out at harmonycheese.com. Jackie Slater over there, one of the great things you have done is become a cheese fanatic. Yeah, there's a sommelier and there's a cheesele. And so you are our – Vince has a winery. He's our sommelier. You are our cheesele. You like – what's your favorite one?
Abergele and the smoked Gouda in particular.
Oh, now we've gone to smoked Gouda, huh?
Yes, moved right along to – and over to smoked Gouda.
You don't have to actually roll that up and light it.
No, you don't have to do that. You just slice it.
How about any blue cheese? Get the blue cheese yet, Jackie?
Oh, they got everything.
I haven't had any blue cheese yet.
But they have everything you want there. And we're putting a prize pack together. Vince with his wine. Tell them about your winery.
Well, we have the wine, obviously. It's the Super Tuscan wine grown in Orange County called Caressa J. It's a Ferragamo favorite, and we love it. And it's very good with cheese, and it's very good with food. So it's a good compliment.
Put a package together with the wine and the cheese, and all you have to do to enter and win one, well, first off, go buy some cheese, and we'll tell you how to get the wine someday. OnPointLive.net is our website, but you can go to HarmonyCheese.com and put your order in, HarmonyCheese.com. Now, here's what you want to do. Send us an email with your address so we can enter you in the drawing to win that cheese prize pack along with the wine, and all you got to do is send us an email. Send it to OnPoint@CRNTalk.com, OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. I noticed there were about 40 entries from you, Jackie. We had to pull them out. You guys have been entering your own contest. Vince, there were some for you also.
That's good.
I left mine in there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more On Point Live. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, going to count down the playoffs for you. What was good, what was bad, what's coming up. Stay with us right here on CRN On Point Live. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention, pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Welcome back. On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn, along with offensive lineman Jackie Slater from the Rams, quarterback extraordinaire Vince Ferragamo, also from the Rams and Green Bay and Buffalo. He was there. He had all the records before Josh came
Don't forget Canada.
And Canada. He played with the Alouettes.
He made a lot of money. He made a lot of money in Canada.
Woo, boy. I pay a lot of taxes, too.
When they had the Canadian Football League, did you come out and do that opening song, Jante Alouette, for the Montreal Alouettes?
They actually sang two national anthems.
They did. Obviously. Yeah. Like they do in baseball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
All right, this show is all about football, sports, interviews, and a whole lot more. So first off, let's get background. Where were you guys? What were you up to this week?
Vince, this past week, yeah. I was out of town. I was in West Virginia.
Doing what?
Oh, I was there celebrating the inauguration of the governor of West Virginia, Patrick Morrisey. And I'll tell you, this guy's intent, Jackie, is to change the economy, to get it rolling again. I mean, he wants to bring in jobs. He wants to bring in commerce. And they want to exploit, you know, our richest energy that we have is natural gas.
Mm. Yes.
And so, I mean, they can produce it. They're really gung-ho. They're going to go to work right away. I mean, I was at the governor's mansion. It was awesome. These guys are going to make a difference.
Jackie,
This is going to turn this around.
Wait a minute. Now, West Virginia, that is the home of our old teammate.
Dennis Herron.
Yeah.
And Dennis was saying, what are you doing in West Virginia?
I'm
celebrating. We're going to have some good times ahead.
Our producer, Corey, did you get the invitations, one for Jackie and myself? Did they come in at all?
No.
Apparently, they got put into Vince's mail. That's what I think. Congratulations. How about you, Jackie?
Just watch a lot of football. That's my favorite thing to do. I love the game. I love watching the game. My wife gives me a hard time sometimes. She says that's the only thing I know to talk about.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. It's just something that I love watching.
You know what's fun for me is when the games are on, I happen to get in on this little thread that goes through on our emails. Jackie, Vince, Corey, our producer, myself, all get on there and they start blowing the games apart. And then we take all the information down from the comments and come up with this week in football. So you're ready to have at last week's just to kind of see what was good or what was bad?
Man, there were some great games too. And most of the home teams have won, Jackie.
There were some good games. And then there was the Texans 32, the Chargers 12. You want to talk about that one?
How about D'Amico Ryans, man? This guy, in my opinion, for a young, energetic guy, supposedly doesn't know a whole lot, got to grow into his position. He has situationally put his team in the best possible situation in all areas of football, offense, defense, special team. I like the way he has grown this young quarterback,
C.J. Stroud.
He has done a fantastic job. But the thing that I'm most impressed about, the thing that I'm most impressed about with him and his offensive coordinator, Vince, is the way they make sure that they run the football.
Yes.
We know that C.J. Stroud can make plays with his arms. We know that. Everybody in the country knows that. He's a rookie of the year a year ago. Mm-hmm. But this guy is being supported by 200-plus yards rushing almost every week. I mean, it is impressive.
283 yards in this
game. I mean, it is impressive to see what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball.
Offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick has a lot to do with it, Jackie. And we've mentioned about the quarterback-coach relationship, how they excel in these big games. And we've seen it across the board. Okay, that's happening in Houston as well. DeMeco Ryan's done a great job with their defense. They held the Chargers to 6 points.
Unbelievable.
Okay, they did it through special teams, playing defense. They sacked Justin Herbert 4 times.
Unbelievable.
That's, I think, the first time this ever happened to him. And they were able to create 4 turnovers. He's only thrown 3 interceptions all year long.
But
they were able to make big plays on defense.
Now, before we start blaming Justin Herbert.
I'm not blaming him.
But those four interceptions
yes.
that were thrown, on 2 occasions, they hit the wide receivers right in the hands.
Yes.
McConkey, even though he set the rookie record for most yards in a playoff game with 192, I believe, never been done before. He had a ball go right through his hands that was picked off. The same thing about Disley, the tight end. He had one go right through his hands, hit him right in the hands. He muffed it, and it was taken back for a pick six. So you can't blame Justin Herbert when he's putting the ball on the money.
And,
like
Jackie,
that.
These games are being controlled by offensive time of possession. Okay, they controlled the ball, Houston did, and that put the Chargers behind the eight ball. They had to come from behind. They had over 168 yards rushing. Joe Mixon over 100 yards. They were in control of the game. They started
entirely.
To change things up, and they stopped them on defense. So what do you expect? The quarterback has to throw to get back in the game. And so they got behind, and they couldn't catch up. And, credit goes to Houston.
Yeah,
another home win for a home team in the playoffs.
You know, for me, looking at the young quarterback, looking at the young head coach, it's very, very encouraging if you're a Houston fan to see that they're adhering to staples that have been in place in this league for years and years and years, and that is run the football and stop the run.
That's
run the football,
again.
Stop the run. If you do that, you who knows
you're
how
good.
Far you
That's
can
the
go.
Recipe now, Mike. For
run the football.
Got to run the football because everything then complements each other after that. Your play action pass, you can control the football. You're making first downs. You're driving. You're scoring points. You know, and then
but what
your
about
defense
when,
is off the field.
What about when you're the losing team and you try to run the ball two plays, your first down, second down.
You get 1 yard.
And you get 1 yard. You go right in the center where everybody piles on you. Then you try a feeble pass, and it's 3 and you're out.
That's
and
a dumpster
you keep
fire.
Repeating that. What happens when you repeat it?
Then you need to get a new offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Back to the coach. That's coaching because you have got to be able to understand how critical it is with your personnel to be able to operate in their strengths.
That's correct, Jackie.
They have to be able to operate in their strengths, and that includes your offensive line, your running backs, your quarterbacks got to be able to operate. If you understand what your position, your key players, and quarterback in particular, mm-hmm. if you understand what his strengths are as an offensive coordinator and you're always playing to his strength, then you're going to have a better chance of winning that ball game.
And that's the job of the coach, to put you in the best position to be successful and to accomplish your goal.
You were talking about that. Jackie was as well before we went on the air about what's the difference in these games. We're trying to analyze it, and it's one of the obvious things is the connection between the coach and the player, and that makes a difference, especially it does it on defense, but on offense, really with the good quarterbacks.
And it translates through the entire team, Mike. The confidence of the players are upbeat. They're confident that their game plan's going to work, and they just have to put it to good use. So, and these coaches know how to do that. And what's happened throughout the league? You have Joe Brady with Josh Allen. You have Todd Monken, with Lamar Jackson. Andy Reid. You have him with Patrick Mahomes. These quarterbacks. Every team you look at the quarterback and the coach, and see what they've been able to do. They're taking the best skills out of the quarterback and producing them on the field.
Was that always there
productive.
In football, even in your guys' day,
it's
when you go back?
I believe so now, though,
don't you think?
I believe so, because I've had a variety of different quarterbacks. I played with 21 different starting quarterbacks over the time that I played. Played with Vince perhaps the longest, he and Jim Everett. And one of the things that I do remember about these guys and our coordinators that we had at the time, when we were really hitting on all cylinders, everybody was operating in their strengths, and that includes Vince, and the wide receivers, Preston and Arn, whoever else was going out, Billy Waddy, whoever else was going out for a pass, but they never left the offensive line out. So that meant we were getting an opportunity to come and hit somebody in the face several times in a series or in a drive so that we could feel comfortable with the fact that the pass rushers weren't going to get ahead of us and we get behind in
the
game.
Key factor you mentioned, the coaches knew your strengths. They're looking at each individual player.
Absolutely.
And they're knowing the strengths,
and know what we do best.
Right, exactly. And you prepare, you take what you do best, and you put a game plan together to beat the best. So when you go head-to-head with the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're going to take your best against their best and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to play this game.
That's right. And the really good coordinators, they know that they're playing against their best, but they have their unique ability to determine what the best weaknesses are. So you're constantly chipping away at what they do.
What about during the game? Maybe you think you know the person's strength, but they don't have it that day. Do you start to change your plan a little bit to move other people in and out somewhat?
Oh, no. I don't think so, Vince. I don't know how you feel about this. I think if you go into a game with the coaches that I have had, if we went into a game assessing the defense as being weak against the run, then we were going to run our best plays against the
defense. Let them die with it.
We're going to run our best plays against that.
All right, you're with On Point Live. I told you, we got a lot of games to knock down here. We just took one there, and almost the show's over. All right, we got onpointlive.net. That's our website. Check us out. Our YouTube channel is open for you to subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Also on Instagram, on.point.live. Check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Get that prize pack. Enter in to win one. On Point at crntalk.com. Put your name and address there. On Point at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, from the Los Angeles Rams and all NFL for you. And we're checking everything out on last week's playoff games. Don't forget, check out our website, onpointlive.net, and subscribe to our Facebook and the page and to our On Point Live YouTube channel with Vince and Jackie. And check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. We're brought to you by the good people at Harmony Cheese. A fan, Vince Ferragamo, we talk about Jackie all the time. Yes. You've been known. You like that Merlot cheese, as I recall.
Merlot cheese, it goes great with, obviously, the food and wine pairing. You know, wine and cheese pairing is so many different combinations. Right? Yeah. You can do everything. It's amazing.
And you got a winery.
It's fun.
But we discovered this week that Mr. Jackie Slater and his wife are true wine connoisseurs. You're surprising us. You're going to wine shops and picking up some nice wines. What wine did you find this week? Anything that you can give a tip?
Well, you want me to name it? Because it's Italian.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please pronounce it.
Okay, it's called Lupo Meraviglia. Okay,
Lupo Meraviglia.
It's from Puglia. Mm-hmm. All right, it's from the southern Italy, and it's Primitivo and Negro Amaro and Alianico, which is three great grape varietals. Jackie says, one of my favorite wines. I go, no wonder. It's from where, we're from.
It is absolutely delicious.
Once you go Italian, sometimes you never come back. So we better get some of that good Orange County wine that you have. What do you have?
Yeah, Super Tuscan Caressa J.
Caressa J.
This Super Tuscan Sangiovese, got the Cabernet Sauvignon in there.
And in the 2020 has a little Merlot.
That's a Merlot.
So you have some.
All right, back to the games we go. We talked about that first game there with the Chargers and and Texans. We got the Ravens playing the Steelers, 28-14. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting game, but, you know, so what do you start?
Let me start first, Jackie, because you know, I've noticed Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. It's like when you're watching these guys, it's like watching the Twilight Zone. It's like you're traveling through another dimension, a dimension only of sight and sound, but of mind. And these guys run a running read option where they're not stable. They're running the football almost at tip-top speed. And Derrick Henry can, in three steps, he's full speed, Jackie. And he's tough to bring down. And Lamar Jackson, one of the quickest guys, fastest guys on the field. I told you they're indefensible. You can't defend this team.
You've said that for quite a while, and you're saying it more so this year that Todd Monken.
See, that's again, we're talking coach and quarterback. He knows how to put Lamar in the best places to be successful.
It's been unbelievable.
And he's using every part of his game. I mean, there's nothing left on the table. Everything is to show, and you can't stop it. There's no way you can stop.
Who's the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl? Did they come up with a list yet?
Well, they're not the odds-on favorite because the two number one teams, obviously, the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. But, you know.
The Ravens have to be there somewhere,
The Ravens are third. So.
Hey, come on.
When I looked at Baltimore this past game, I thought to myself, how is it that anyone could conclude that the most valuable player, we just found out this past week that the most valuable player in the NFL is Lamar Jackson. Now, historically, the guy who has won the most valuable player award has always been the number one guy in the Pro Bowl and the number one All Pro, which is what has happened. And I don't want to get ahead of myself talking about the matchup between obviously Buffalo and Baltimore, because both of them are doing everything really well. Josh Allen is competing. He's running with the football. He's throwing with the football. They're doing a lot of things similar to one another. In my opinion, the outcome of this game could dictate who the MVP actually is. It could dictate that. Right. But if they haven't voted on it, and you look at what has happened up until this point, there is no way that Lamar Jackson should not be the MVP.
I agree with you.
900 yards rushing on top of 40 touchdowns and three or four interceptions. That has never been done before.
He had a 95-yard opening drive in that game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Perfect execution of this team. They had almost 299 yards rushing the football. Lamar had 81 yards. Derrick Henry, 180-some yards between the two of them. And, you know, he's 175 yards. But it doesn't matter statistics. Forget statistics right now. It's control of the game. They held the ball 30 more times than their opponent. They had 30 more plays, and they had 40 minutes compared to 20
minutes. That's a lot of football being
played. In time
of
possession. Now, it's similar to what the Bills do, Jackie. They did the same thing. They had 40-20 mm-hmm. in time of possession. They had 27 more plays than Denver Broncos. But, you know, the people in Buffalo might disagree with you because they think they have an MVP candidate, too. He's had a great year.
Yep.
The only team in the history to throw 30 touchdowns and rush for 30 touchdowns. A lot of it has to do with the quarterback. But, mm-hmm. you know, Lamar Jackson had a sensational season. And he's come on.
And it's still going.
He's come on as of late. He's even playing at the top, better than we've ever seen him play before. So he's a threat. Both these two teams. Who are you going to pick? I mean, it's I like the Ravens, but it's going to be a tough game.
They both got really good offensive lines, too.
But last week, Bills and Broncos, Vince and I both picked the Broncos. I don't know what's going on with us there.
Okay, obviously,
let's start with Jackie. He picked correctly the Bills.
And, I don't know what you guys are thinking about.
I don't know, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah, young quarterback. You're going to pick a young quarterback and a young, fairly young offensive line. Defensive front is fairly young. They were playing well and spurty, but I mean, I just couldn't see them. You know, I couldn't see them winning the game.
It's hard to travel, Jackie.
Yeah,
it's hard to travel to Buffalo, Jackie.
Yeah,
you know, in the playoffs and beat the Bills. But yeah, I was just going on a hunch. That was basically it. I, you know, kind of pulling for the Broncos a little bit too. But
yeah.
I played for Buffalo. They're both great teams. But you know, I thought the defense would have played a little bit better. They ended up not playing so good. So.
But it's a good year, good building year, really good for
the
Broncos.
Great.
They
it
got
was
in
great.
There.
You can see the direction they're going, and I think they're headed in the right way.
If you got a quarterback named Bo Nix, that's, you know, come on.
He can throw it. He can throw it.
Ring to it.
We'll settle them in. They get some more tools. They'll be there.
They got to have some more too.
And by the way, Bills possession in that game 41 minutes. Broncos 18. Again, it gets back to who controls the game.
Absolutely, and more importantly, who controls the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
because that was definitely a major factor in this game.
Yeah.
All right, now Monday night game was the Rams Vikings. Mm-hmm. You guys were watching at home. I, of course, was at Roost Chris doing a radio show, but that's all right. It was still very nice on the screen there. The Rams moved out of L.A. The fires drove them out. Everybody, myself, one of them, thinking, is this going to be a disadvantage? Actually became an advantage. They were playing for something there. So
absolutely.
Let's start Rams-Vikings. You were a big Sam Darnold fan. You thought
yes.
he was playing well. Last couple of games here, not so much, huh?
Yeah, it just seemed everything seemed to dissipate real fast with Sam. I don't know what the reasoning was. I don't think their game plan was top-notch. I think Justin Jefferson was defended. They double teamed in the whole game. They weren't able to run the ball, Michael. They ran the ball 50 yards with Aaron Jones. That's not enough yards to do anything. And the Rams controlled the game again. And the Rams got ahead. They got some plays that we'll talk about a little later. But, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, everything's pointing the Rams' way. The Rams are playing top-notch football.
And to be quite honest with you guys, I am not surprised at all.
Really?
I am not surprised at all because the nucleus of the Rams football team right now is all young, highly touted draft picks. Guys who had to grow into what an NFL season is all about. And, you know, they play only maybe 10 games, 11 games if they go to a bowl game in college. And now all of a sudden they're looking at a 16, 17 game schedule. That can wear on you with expectation, anticipation, what it might be like to play twice as many games. And so you expect a little bit of a drop. But I got to give it to Sean McVay. This guy, he consistently amazes me with the way he manages his team, with the way he coaches the guys, the trust that he puts in his quarterback and the leaders on the defensive side of the ball. When you looked at the Minnesota Vikings coming in here thinking they were going to thump the Rams,
yeah.
you had to figure that Flores, the defensive coordinator, was going to be blitzing all day long. Well, whenever they did, they got taken advantage of. And they end up playing coverage more than they did blitzing. And then look at what Shula did for the Rams. He said, you want me to show you blitzing?
Yeah.
And I mean, he turned everything but the kitchen sink loose on those guys.
Jackie Slater.
It was fantastic.
Let's get back to your coaching thing again.
Yes.
You got the
they
right coach and player coordination. You got it.
Yeah, but you know, the question is, what happens to Sam Darnold moving forward? And I think maybe the moment, it was just too big of a moment for him because he didn't play well. And when here's a quarterback, when you're being rushed, you have to either take the sack. But when he sacked 9 times, Jackie, there's a reason for that. Their game planning is not throwing quick. They're not they didn't realize the Rams' strength. Their strength is speed.
Well, how long does it take to realize that if you get sacked 9 times?
That's what I'm saying. It's coaching. So the game planning has to be directed to counter their attack on defense.
Now, you mentioned
quick screens, throw the ball quick. Use Justin Jefferson in the backfield. Use him in motion because they're double teaming the whole game. It's pretty easy to see that.
Okay.
So one of the things that I came to learn over the couple of decades that I played the game and was in the lineup playing was what 3 seconds feel like on a deep drop back and the quarterback's got to throw the ball down the field. That goes by really, really fast.
Right.
And inside of 3 seconds, a good defensive lineman can beat you for a sack. These guys were holding the ball. Four of his sacks, he held the ball for over four seconds. on four of his sacks. That's way too long. That ball's got to come out.
Is that called a coverage sack?
That ball's got to come out.
That's called a coverage sack. But the quarterback has to throw the ball in the direction of the receiver in the ground.
Okay, right, so Vince, you were a quarterback.
Fight for another down.
You see a guy there. We watch the games a few times. Those games, you see a guy waving that he's open. Do you not see it sometimes, the quarterback, as you're looking this way? Don't you have to kind of scan the whole field and see that guy waving his arms?
Till you get hit in the lip?
Yeah, when he's been open after 5 seconds. Anyone can get open then, but you don't have that much time.
This is what I can tell you about quarterback.
Tell us, Jack. You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
He will stand and scan down that field at those receivers in that secondary until he gets hit in the lips. And once he gets hit in the lips, he starts looking for the rush. And once he starts looking for the rush,
it's
over.
Forget about it.
Your passing game is over.
Yeah. All right, that's it from Jackie Slater and Vince Ferragamo. When we come back, got some more great analyzation for you there. You're watching and listening to On Point Live, our radio show podcast, and, of course, the video podcast. Subscribe to it, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live, onpointlive.net, our website. Enter our contest to win a Harmony cheese pack and Vince Ferragamo wine. Give us your name and address at onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint@CRN, Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. We'll be back.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch, to the gym, to the office, and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything, without costing everything. Now, take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth,
Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
On Point Live, I'm Michael Horn, the stars of our show, quarterback Vince Ferragamo, offensive lineman, a defensive lineman.
What in the
running
world?
Back, Jackie Slater.
Wide receiver.
You're in the Hall of Fame. I don't care, Jackie. You're there.
You play everything, Jackie.
Oh, yeah, he's offensive. He's the offensive lineman here. And let's start with you then, Jackie. We're talking about what in the world. Watching these games, and what in the world did you see?
What in the world? I mean, first of all, I'm always excited when I watch a game because I know that different things happen. Sometimes things you've never seen before. And in this particular case, it was something I'd never seen before. The Rams are getting ready to punt. Their punter name is Ethan Evans. And then Kamu Grugier-Hill from Minnesota, a linebacker, he comes in, and I'm telling you right now, in all of my association with watching this great game that we love, Vince, I have never seen a guy get in this particular position right here. He's got his hands out right toward the ball. His face is going toward the ball. His chest should be hit right in the center with the kicked ball. And he somehow lands a yard and a half outside of the punter.
How come all these what in the world calls come on?
What in the world?
It's like he closed his eyes and dove away from the block.
Kamu Grugier-Hill. He must be from France. I don't know
where he's from, but boy, he did an unbelievably awful job trying to block a punt.
He did a good job getting there, a bad job blocking.
Great job getting there. I mean, you couldn't believe how beautiful it was.
And maybe that should have been rather be lucky than good.
Well, I don't know. Lucky for the Rams.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How many times telling you, and we talked about this before, and the announcers were talking about it, but I haven't heard anybody else other than you guys now. Recapping here, that was another turning point.
You know why?
Game.
You know why? Because Vince, I learned this from him as a quarterback. I've had to grow. We are constantly, I know he is, every little thing that happens that can affect the game adversely, Vince has a tendency to notice. And I think that's his quarterback mentality. And I've grown that way a little bit. Yeah. But watching this right here, it's like, okay, well, you know, you assume it's going to be a special team issue. But then you see how it impacts the whole game, and then all of a sudden it's one of the crucial points, points perhaps in the game.
You know, they had the inception to notice that the fault of the pass protection for the punter was up the middle. So they rushed up the middle. They had what they wanted. They didn't take advantage of their call. They had the chance right there. It was right in front of them. Special teams plays a huge part in some of these playoff games.
It does.
I'll tell you.
All right, now, I'd rather be lucky than good. What do you got for us, Vince?
Okay, well, you know, in the past, you know, you always want to just whip your opponent, just whip them front and back any which way. You know, knock him out, do whatever you have to do.
Absolutely.
That's how you win these games.
Yes.
Okay, it's one-on-one.
You're talking about dominating.
Dominate, physical, just get into these guys. Well, sometimes you have freak plays. And they're affected. Oh. Sometimes they're not evaluated properly on the field.
Okay.
And what happened on
this
play?
You're saying they're not evaluated properly?
Well,
okay.
I mean, everybody's looking at the play, all right? And what happens is the pass that Matt Stafford was scrambling, he got in trouble. Sometimes you just have to take the sack, all right? This time in particular, he tried to throw the ball, but he was being punished. He was being driven into the ground head first. And right at the last minute, he tries to flip the ball.
Who did he see?
I don't know. I don't know who was in the direction of the throw. And they called it an incomplete pass.
After the guy picked it up and running in for a touchdown.
The Vikings had scored on that play. So they removed the touchdown. They said, no, the ball was incomplete. And my question is, who was he throwing it to?
Okay, so
who was in the direction of the ball?
Why was that not asked by the coaching staff on the field?
I have no idea.
So what about the refs?
Not a ref.
I've seen in baseball, they got a bunch of new umpires that people now can see the square there, the oblong box behind home plate, see how the calls are missed. What about in football? They got new refs out there.
They should have been able to come down at the top from the booth and say, look, there was an indirect pass. Okay,
so it should have been a challengeable event too.
It should have been.
You can't challenge challenge that?
On a possible turnover, it should have been challenged.
Yeah.
So it was ruled an incomplete
pass.
But
at the very least, at the very least, Vince, there should have been a penalty for the intentional grounding. Because there was nobody in the area that he flipped the ball out.
Now, see, if he would have changed his arm direction and flipped the ball up, that might have been more of an indication to throw the ball, like a Patrick Mahomes may have done.
Right.
Okay, but he just threw it down into the ground. He grounded it. And, you know, I mean, at some point in time, you know, take the subjectivity out of refereeing. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, it was lucky for the Rams. They went on to score on that drive, and they went up by two touchdowns. That was maybe the
But it happens a lot. There's a lot of plays that can change. Well, you know, what's the difference in a game from a winner to a loser? It's momentum, right? How do you get momentum for your team? How do you get that invincible feeling that you're going to crush the opponent?
It's a psyche. You start getting penalized, and all of a sudden it takes your
– Exactly.
It takes your, you know, your ambitious – attitude away, and you're inhibited. And I don't know.
Vince and I looked at the same play, but we saw different things. What I saw was what the referee said right away is that he threw the ball away from his hand. It was clear to me that he broke his wrist and the ball came out. And to me, these are the type of things that coaches and quarterbacks discuss. This guy was under duress. The heat was coming down on him, and he did that. Do you think that Sean McVay and he had not talked about that? I think, and this is off the subject a bit, but I think that Sean McVay is fortunate enough that he has at least two quarterbacks playing for him at all times on the field. At least two, and moving towards three. You know who they are?
Who?
Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, and Puka Nacua.
There's
no other group of quarterback and wide receivers in all of pro football right now that are on the same page better than these guys.
Well, Sean McVay has done a marvelous job with quarterbacks, Jackie. I mean, it's the history of the Rams. Even with Jared Goff, then with Baker Mayfield in less than 1 week.
Absolutely.
You know, they win a playoff game or a game right at the end of the season, now with Matthew Stafford. And, you know, this is really idolized by the teams and, you know, especially the local fans because we love football and we love offensive production.
Right.
And he really is a master at that.
You know, Vince, before we leave the Rams, there's one thing that's starting to concern me a little bit as I look at them, and that is this. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2 years ago, Cooper Kupp was the Triple Crown winner as a receiver in the National Football League.
Yep.
He was the top receiver in all pro football, receptions, yards, TDs, he did it all. In this game against Minnesota the other day, I don't think he was targeted any more than one time. Now, he caught the ball. It was a big down and everything, but I'm thinking, why in the world are we not throwing the football to Cooper Kupp?
They're saving him. They're saving him for this week. They're going to need him this week.
Well, I hope you're right, Vince. I hope you're right because I don't see us going very far. And I shouldn't say us. I don't see the Rams going very far, consistently going very far, unless Cooper Kupp is a part of the equation. He's got to be incorporated.
When they're going
that brings up the team they're playing this weekend.
Yeah, well, before we get there, Eagles, Commanders, that game, Eagles 22, Packers 10 on that game, Commanders 23, Buccaneers 20. That was a close game.
Yes. And, you know, give a lot of credit to Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, coming back, winning by a field goal at this game. They've connected with McLaren.
Right.
He's been having a lot of success and a talented young quarterback. But we talked about young. He's 25 years old.
That's how old
I was when I went to Super Bowl, my third year.
Right, you're in your third year. I'm in my fourth year at 25 years old. So this guy's played a lot of big-time football, and he's not really a rookie when you think about the number of throws he's had.
He's playing like he's an experienced quarterback, Jackie.
Yeah,
he's making great decisions. He's accurate. He throws under pressure. Throws the deep ball well. He can run. He can do a lot of stuff. And he's intelligent and well-liked.
Don't forget, he beat Philadelphia with a last-ditch play where he threw the ball right on the money down the middle of the field.
Well, they had a tough game this week against Detroit. Who do you like, Michael?
Well, let's look through the games. Let's go right through them. And again, a reminder to our audience, we taped the show beforehand, so the games may have been played, and then we don't look too smart when it comes out. Houston at the Kansas City Chiefs. Is there any guess that the Chiefs are going to win that game?
You know what?
I'm not
surprised. I think the advantage goes to all the home teams this week.
Yeah.
Maybe with the exception of the Ravens
traveling to Buffalo.
But I like Kansas City, obviously.
Excuse my language, but not a snowball's chance in hell. They don't have a snowball.
Excuse me.
There is absolutely no way. There's absolutely no way that Kansas City loses to Houston. And I think Houston has a very good football
team. They've had 2 weeks to prepare.
And a good young coach. But I just
maybe they're too rested.
I can't see it. I just can't see it.
All right, Ravens at Buffalo.
Oh, that's a tough
game.
Both these teams are built the same way. Got great running attacks.
The two MVP hopefuls. Right. It's Ravens all the way. Come on.
It could very easily, you know, you said that, but it could very easily come down to which one of these teams win and the play of the quarterback on this particular day to determine who the MVP is.
So who's going
to
win?
I like the Ravens. I'll have to go with the Ravens.
I'm going with Lamar and the Ravens, too. Yeah. And I also happen to believe that he is already – the MVP.
Yes, I do can't. Too.
The man has 900 yards rushing, Michael.
All right.
The league used to give award Pro Bowl opportunities to backs that had 900 yards rushing.
And over this what, guy's 30 thrown touchdowns, 40, Jack?
He's thrown 40 touchdowns.
Oh, 40 touchdowns.
Three interceptions and 900 yards rushing. How is that not your MVP?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Washington Commanders.
Yes.
At the Detroit Lions.
Well, as much as I like Washington, what they've been able to do throughout the whole season, coming up with miraculous Hail Mary passes at the end of games and winning, despite whatever they've had problems. You know, I really like Detroit. This has been Detroit's season. Jared Goff, to me, it was playing MVP caliber football. They've got Jamar Chase. Now they got Montgomery back. They got St. Brown, the receiver. They've got DePorta. Their defense is playing despite everybody being hurt. This is a mentality of a team that's going to play physical. Yeah. This is what's going to take to go to the Super Bowl this year. If you want to play physical and go out and smack your opponent and take him down, despite whatever call is made on the field, you're going to win the game.
All right, who are you picking?
I'm going with Detroit.
Jackie?
Detroit. You know, as much as I like Jared Goff, still wish he was a Ram because I really enjoy watching him grow. I'm going to have to go with the other team.
Commanders.
I'm going to have to go with the Commanders because they are have you watched the physicality of the offensive line and the running plays that they use? They are big, powerful, physical group of guys, and I think that consistently they're put in a position to be successful.
Well, isn't the Detroit Lions offense ranked the best offensive line in football?
Well, yes, that's true.
They're ranked. Okay.
They are the best. But, Vince, to me – if you got 23 injured players on injury reserve and out of your lineup, and most of those guys, 90% of those guys on the defensive side of the ball, that is going to rear its head at some point in time because, listen, the guys that are the very best aren't going to be going against the very best.
Let me tell you the difference.
Is that what you're saying? What's the difference?
He's like the Commanders. But, you know, in these kind of games, instinct doesn't going to win the game. It's going to be deception and game plan. And how you are able to defeat your opponent.
Okay.
So, I mean, nobody does instinctively quarterbacking better than Jaden Daniels, but it's not going to work.
You already told me that the best coaches, the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, and the head coach.
Ben Johnson with
Detroit.
All up there
in Washington, you thought they were all very, very good.
Well, not as good as Ben Johnson and Glenn.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn. These guys are
all right, we got about a minute left. I'll tell you, all year long I've heard you say Detroit, 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 Detroit. If Detroit does not win this game, Jared Goff is not going to be the guy that we think he is. And I'm going to pick Detroit because they got to win.
Both of you Rams, guys are picking Detroit. Okay. I'm picking the
Rams, Philadelphia. I'm going with Philadelphia.
I'm picking the Commanders.
I'm going Philadelphia. They're going to step up.
I'm going
with too much
the Rams.
Of a running game.
I'm going with the Rams.
Rams all the way. Come on.
Rams all the way. That's right, man.
All right. Go ahead.
Your turncoat.
All right.
All right.
Hey, we're going with the Rams.
Final segment coming up. We might be breaking out a little fisticuffs here.
We're going with the Rams, right, Michael?
That's right. We are. Check us out at onpointlive.net. Enter our contest. Win a cheese, Harmony Cheese prize pack. Go to harmonycheese.com. Check out the prize, the wonderful cheeses. And then enter with your name and address to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. When we come back, a little college question. We'll have it for you. Stay with us here. Jackie, Vince, back on Point Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, as we take a look at the college playoff championship game.
Championship Monday night.
It's Ohio State and the Buckeyes against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. We'll start with Jackie.
This is going to be a really, really well-played game. I think strategically, Vince, you couldn't ask for better coaches on either side of the ball, defensively, offensively, for both these teams. Mm-hmm. But, Ryan Day, to me, all of a sudden he's got a handle on where his team is. Mm-hmm. He's got them going in the right direction. And he is utilizing some special talent. I love Jeremiah Smith and what he's been able to do with this rookie, and I think they're going to be very difficult to beat.
Right.
Notre Dame's a good team, but this is going to be a knockdown drag out that favors Ohio State.
Vince Ferragamo.
Well, Notre Dame, I really like what the coaching staff has done with this team, and they brought this team up to par. Both these two teams deserve to be where they're at.
Oh, yeah. Right. I agree with
game.
That.
But I think Ohio State is favored in this game, and I have to go with Ohio State. Howard.
From Mr. Penn State.
I did like Penn State. But Will Howard's done a great job. He's very comfortable setting in back there. And Jackie mentioned Jeremiah Smith, who's a phenom. He's fast. He gets open. He's dynamic, okay? And they're going to get to him, but they can run the football too. But Notre Dame likes to run the ball. I know what's at stake. Ohio State will step up. I think Ohio State's a little bit better.
You remember Todd Light, the first
yes,
round pick
Todd Light.
That we drafted.
He's from Notre Dame.
Yeah, he went to Notre Dame. If you ask Todd Light, and I really believe this, does he think Notre Dame has a chance? As diehard of a fan as he is, I think he'd say Ohio State's going to beat him.
Well, all right. My second cousins were on the running team of Notre Dame. I feel for Notre Dame. But from the beginning, my buddy, the late Leo Brennan from cable TV, was an Ohio State guy. And I picked Ohio State from the start. I got to go. Stay with the Ohio
State. You got to stay with them.
Plant the flag on the Fighting Irish there right in midfield at the end of the game.
That's
shall
right.
We?
And get a bench clearing brawl.
Yeah, be it. All right.
Well, that Tyler Warren may be our number one pick. Who knows?
Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Subscribe to our podcast, On Point, with Vince and Jackie. Check out Instagram, on.point.live. And buy some cheese. Go check out our buddies at harmonycheese.com, the greatest cheese around. And enter our contest to get a Harmony cheese pack and some wine from Vince Ferragamo. Enter at onpoint@crntalk.com. Put your name and address in there so we know where to send it. We'll have a drawing next week, onpoint@crntalk.com. See you next week.